You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex Day 2. Exciting guest up next, Todd, an organization we've heard of before. I'm looking forward to it. But before we do that, holy smokes, what a great day we're having. Amazing guests so far.
There is no other such thing other than a great day at an Interphex show.
I mean, that
the
is
stuff
for sure.
Here is just so cool.
Now, our next guest will not disappoint either. Say hello to Morris Thielen. He is the Bioprocess Services Leader with GE Healthcare. Morris, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, gosh. Our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. And Morris, before we get into a conversation around GE Healthcare, take a quick few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
So I'm an Irishman. Moved to the U.S. in 1986.
Never would have guessed you were
Irish. Live in the Boston area. I've been in the bioprocess services, sort of scientific services business for my entire career, actually. I spent 15 years in bioprocessing at a Millipore Corporation. Mm-hmm. Started my own business for a while and then joined GE in August. So I'm leading up the bioprocessing services initiative in healthcare.
Well, me thinks, Todd, he knows something about what he speaks. Morris, get us up to 10,000 feet. Talk to us about GE Healthcare. What are you doing? How are you serving your market?
Well, our story is really around the full offering, the full solution. So for a customer who needs to start with designing even a mammalian cell line that's going to produce a drug, and take that mammalian cell line through design scale-up of the process of the manufacturing process optimization, and then, of course, all of the technology stops or unit operations that we own and supply to the market are perfect fits for mm-hmm. that.
Morris, I look at a phrase like bioprocess services.
Yep.
And it, services is so broad, I'm not really sure what it means. Give us a little deeper insight into GE's bioprocess services.
Well, I mean, we're on a journey. So traditionally, we have done an awful lot of, I would say, leading around process design, optimization of processes where we are the technology supplier. So for example, process chromatography and capture of biomolecules is a core strength and arguably, when people say GE Healthcare and the Life Science and Bioprocess Division, that's the immediate connection. So if you own that leadership position, you must be the technical leader. So we would be the leader in the industry at optimizing, this technology in bioprocesses across the board. So it's science, engineering, optimization, productivity. And those are the classes of services that we provide today. We've made some pretty bold moves over the last couple of years and sort of we have an aspect of our business portfolio now that's called Enterprise Solutions. And inside of Enterprise Solutions, we are designing and supplying platform manufacturing processes, all single use and disposable for antibody manufacture. We're also building the actual factories. So GE has moved from, a technology leader to a technology leader that has a complete solution around the development and manufacture of therapeutic proteins, vaccines, and even pharma.
Morris, talk about some of the other your current offerings in this space at the moment, and more importantly, how they integrate into other product portfolios.
Yeah, so I mean, today the services that I described are mostly kind of engineering and scientific services, and right now the way they map into our current offering is really around, I would say, optimization and what I would call design end. So normally the choice of a technology is based on, you know, it's a science data driven decision, and it's technology for a function. The tough piece, and the piece that we do a lot of services in today, is making sure that for the investment that's been made in the technology, that it's optimized. It's doing that the user, the manufacturer, is getting everything that they possibly can for choosing and making that investment. Moving forward, you know, we're actively, and it's my role within GE Healthcare to put together a strategy where we move to a solutions services business, where we're actually working with our customers to identify and deliver outcomes. So very much like some of the stories and discussions you might have heard, you know, in the days where IBM were transitioning from a computer company to something else. You know, I think the great thing about the way GE looks at the business is that it's always getting better, and one of the things that will make it always be better is the fact that we're leading with our expertise, whether it's, you know, acquired or organic.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be the company that's working on outcomes-based solutions, which will pull all of the technology and the various pieces that we've assembled in our portfolio.
That's a really interesting perspective, because you're talking in terms of not so much solving a problem, but delivering an outcome. You said that three or four different ways just now, which I think is
unique. You caught that theme.
It's a really interesting way to approach the problem. How do customers react to that? I mean, aren't customers kind of trained to say, here's my problem, come fix it? It's a different sort of approach.
Right now it's all very new. It's new for us, but we know that's where we need to get to. It's very, very new for our customers. In actuality, if we're going there together, they're going to have to change along with us. And part of what will need to be changed is understanding that they're becoming much more open for the greater good. You know, there's an awful lot of IP,
yep,
presumed IP.
I'm going to hide all my stuff.
Yeah, exactly. On both sides, we are going to have to, you know, get locked in on what the result is going to be or what the outcome is, and then say, in actuality, nothing matters more than getting there, and then it becomes easy to find a path. And the other thing that's required is, and you know, GE Healthcare has done this, and it will be sort of, we'll need executive sponsorship at the customer level. It's, you know, these things. Working on these types of issues, it's really strategic and strategies driven down, not up in an organization. So we need to be working at the right level, partnering at the right level, at the right relationship, and then it'll happen.
Todd, with every show we do, no matter the space, no matter the industry, when we're knee-deep in the show, a theme emerges that I wasn't anticipating, and this show is single use. I've gotten more involved in that idea in this show than I was anticipating. Morris, talk to me how single use is impacting your work.
Well, firstly, single use is a very big piece of our business. So as a company, we are fully focused on the single use, the application of single use, the utility of it, measuring how well it works and plugging in, you know, single use disposable platforms into every single part of the bioprocess. I mean, we've made some very big investments along the single-use value chain, if you like. And for example, today we are the only company that actually offers something called Flex Factory, which is an entire end-to-end manufacturing platform where cells in, antibody out, on a platform that's entirely disposable or single-use. So nobody else actually has that or offers it.
You just said single-use factory.
Well, that's the next discussion, right?
Which is,
we call it Flex Factory. But you can imagine in emerging markets, China, for example, where you cannot go into the clinic without having material that's been made in China. Now, traditionally, bricks and mortar stainless steel factories are a 4 or 5 year capital project we're doing modular facilities. So design, build, put it together, bricks, mortar, everything, an operational factory in under 2 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Now, yes, of course, the technology comes along with it, and we've got that, but it's enabling, right?
Mm-hmm.
In places that need vaccine manufacturing, in places that need just everything done quicker because the population's getting richer, you know, the whole, like, emerging market dynamic, it's perfect for us. And we're so far ahead of the others in this area that it's really a perfect discussion to have on next generation and where we're going with all of this.
Well, it's interesting you said that so far ahead comment is what I was referring to, because I love to ask, what do you see coming next? And I feel like the last 15 minutes has been talking about what's coming next, but it's what's now. What is next? Holy smokes.
Well, next but not far away is kind of how do we enable this industry. The headline for me is how will GE enable this industry by getting at all of the data that they're generating and not using. You know, in other parts of our business, there are locomotives and jet engines and power stations communicating real time all day, every day, with predictive platforms which say, not you need to fix that engine, but this needs to be done because we understand what happens if it isn't done, and it will prevent an awful lot down the road. So our ability to optimize a pharma biotech facility using analytics and predictivity is enormous. We've made extremely big commitments and investments. And, you know, the great thing about the job that I have is that I've come on to GE to deliver on those investments and put the story together. So, you know, I say to people all the time, I've got the best job in the company. You know?
Wow. How do we get this guy to come back?
Next best job is you and I getting to talk to this guy once a year. So wow. Looking forward to that. Well, Morris, I hate to say it, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about your work at GE Healthcare?
Well, they can certainly just go to my, you know, Google me or LinkedIn mm-hmm. page. Morris.Phelan@GE.com is my email, and, you know, I'm happy to talk to anybody, particularly if they want to talk about the data project.
Careful. Now young adults are still calling
I'm a data freak.
All right. Morris Phelan, a bioprocess services leader with GE Healthcare. Morris, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Morris Phelan, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfex. We'll be right back.